months. I know you should know, Daniel. And I'm not certainly not going to class you amongst the younger ones. Now you've got your bus pass. Although, having said that, I've got my bus pass, so yes, perhaps you are amongst the younger ones. Okay, any of the younger ones, we use the term, don't we, it's Pentecost Sunday. Well, what's Pentecost actually mean? Dan, I don't know if we've got my, not the notices, no, the PowerPoint for, might say something like Tear Fund Pentecost or something. Should be lurking there. Come on. Pentecost Sunday, what's it mean? What's Pentecost mean? Anybody know? Younger ones? Any ideas? No? Don't put your heads down, pretending you're not there. What about, yes? No? Another head down. Sue? No? Come on. Carol? What's it all about? There it is, look. What's it all about? I'm going to give you a clue. Right, what's that? What is it? Pentagon. Can there see any sort of correlation between Pentecost and the Pentagon? Peter, you're a bright spark. Got any clues? No? No, all right. What about your brother? No? Dear, oh dear. You send them to university and they know nothing. Brian. Pentis 50. Right, Pentagon. Five-sided. High fives. I should have done a high five, then you'd have got it. Yeah. Okay. So you should have got that, folks. Right? It's actually, well, I put 50 days after Easter. It's actually 50 days after, not Ascension. Who said Passover? I did. I thought somebody else did. Okay. It's 50 days after the Passover. And it was actually a festival that the Jews had. It was their harvest festival. They celebrated 50 days after the Passover, the festival of harvest, and it was Pentecost. And of course, it's on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit came. Now, what do we read about when the Holy Spirit came? What do we know? What happened on that day? They started speaking in tongues, in languages that they themselves didn't know, but others did know. What else? People thought they were drunk. They thought, what is going on here? All these people speaking in strange languages. What's going on? Thought they were drunk. What did they hear and see in that upper room? Rushing wind, the sound of a rushing wind. What else? Fire, tongues of fire came down, didn't they? That's right. Sound of a strong wind, tongues of fire. They started speaking in tongues. And we know that one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is tongues. Another one is prophecy, healing, all sorts of gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to the church. And also we find that when people are full of the Spirit, there'll be joy, peace, love. All those things, that's the work of God's Spirit. Without God's Spirit, we are diminished Christians. We need God's Spirit. We need the gifting of the Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. We want the transforming of the Spirit in our lives. That's why we sang that song. There is a Redeemer. Jesus redeemed us from sin. He's made us new creatures. But actually, he is continuing a work in our lives. He wants us to be more like Jesus. That's what his plan is for us. That's his desire, that we're more like Jesus. How's that going to happen? Is it going to happen by you working hard at this, Daniel? No, is the answer. Right. It's not. We can't do it. It's the transforming work of God's Spirit in our lives. It's he, that Spirit, will enable us to know the love and the joy and the peace. Okay, simple question. Got to be under 10 to answer this. What's all that about? What's that picture about? If you're under 10, you can answer. No, what do you think it is? Solomon, you got a clue? No? Come on, Daniel, you got a clue? His lifting up a bird. Oh, we're getting there. Come on then, what do you think? Well done, you see. It's somebody and supposedly Jesus' baptism. Okay, and what's the bird bit then? Come on. You know it, it's easy. Just tell us. A dove, that's right. So what's the symbolism there then? What happened at Jesus' baptism? Holy Spirit came on Jesus because the Spirit of God came on Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me is what Jesus said when he began his ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. When did he say that? Where was he? When he said it. In a temple. That's right. He was in the temple. And he was given a scroll to read from. Where was the reading that he read? Isaiah 61. That's right. And Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor. So what's all this got to do with Tear Fund? Okay, Pentecost Sunday, but we've gone and put it as Tear Fund Sunday. Is there a correlation? Well, I hope so. I really do. Now, Tear Fund. Actually, that word tear stands for the Evangelical Alliance Relief Fund. Some of us who go back a few years, and I'd include myself in this, will remember the formation of Tear Fund. It was quite a long while ago now. Vivian, how long ago was it? You don't got a clue. You're our secretary. Why do you not know these things? It must be at least 30 years ago, because I went with Tear Fund about 30 years ago. And I think when I came back, they then celebrated a 10-year anniversary. And I went to that, and you came, Mary. Do you remember? Because Cliff Richard was there. And Cliff Richard is Mary's hero. Even before me, okay? So I said to her, can I have a word with him? Go on, you won't get another chance. Go on. But no, it's embarrassed. But I did. So I have shaken the man's hand, okay? Not that you want to ignore me for that, mind you. But anyway, so it's about 40 years ago, I reckon, that Tear Fund started. And I want to just pick out a couple of thoughts here. And the first one is this. Evangelical. The Evangelical. You see, Tear Fund came from an organisation called the Evangelical Alliance, which was basically getting Christian churches together. And when they were thinking and praying about the different role that that Evangelical Alliance had, they recognised the desperate needs in parts of the world. And they thought, you know, we should do something about this. We should provide some sort of relief. So that's how it started. And one of the key things, and this came in Jesus' manifesto, was to preach good news to the poor. That word evangelical, what's it actually mean? We use it, don't we? We'd probably say of ourselves, we're an evangelical church. But what does that mean? What, Sam? Following the Bible, that is partly true, that is often associated with evangelical churches. Hang on, Daniel, I'll come to you, all our files. Okay. It is reaching out, that's true, but what's that word evangelical actually mean? It's a Greek word. Good news, it does mean good news. That's actually literally what the word evangelical means. Or in Greek, I don't know a lot of Greek, I do know this one, euangelion, means good news. When it says good news Bible, that's actually the word evangelical. Okay, good news, that's what it means. Now, good news is actually the gospel We preach that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. But it's also about bringing good, practical care to people. Now, if, say, for example, somebody is starving to death, and you say to them, I've got good news for you, I'd like to turn to John 3 and verse 16. There you are, it says that Jesus loves you. Isn't that good news? They think, yes it is. Crash, die. Now, good news is when you say, I've got a sandwich for you, I've got some bread, I've got some water, and I know a saviour who cares for you. It's both. So the Christian church needs to recognise that good news is about speaking the gospel and living the gospel. And that's what Tear Funds seek to do. Now, Alliance. Now, Alliance is basically Christians working together. And that's got to be the work of God's Spirit. Because Christians don't always work very well together. We've only got to look at all the different denominations there are. You know, why do they start? It's because people fall out, or they have a different theology, or they don't like the pastor. That's probably quite understandable in certain circumstances. But they fall out. So how are we going to get them to work together? How could any one church hope to make a difference, say, with those families in Uganda, or do something in Libya? How do we do it? We have to work together. And that's the work of God's Spirit. As the Holy Spirit transforms us, empowers us, and unites us together, so the church can transform lives and communities. That's what Tear Fund's about. It's drawing Christians together so they can be effective in their community and beyond that. You remember, actually, if you're watching the DVD earlier, that the pastor was saying that one of the things that was important there was that the church was united and mobilised to make a difference. That's what Tear Fund's about. And it's what the Holy Spirit is about. The Holy Spirit is about mobilising us as Christians. Now, I would say, and I'd be the first to say, that knowing God's Spirit is a wonderful experience to fill us with love, peace and joy. That's an amazing, wonderful thing. But actually, God's Spirit is given to the church to mobilise the church to bring good news to the community, to the world. That's why God's Spirit has been given. Not so that we can think, oh yeah, I speak in tongues, or we had a prophecy in church. And I'm not diminishing those things, alright, so don't think I am. I believe they're very important. But actually I think God is concerned to bring his good news to the world. That's why we have God's Holy Spirit. Not just so that I can have a nice warm glow inside. A nice warm glow inside is very nice, I have to say. But it's so much more than that. It's to bring good news to our world. That's what Tear Fund is about. That's why it's set up. That actually is what the church is about. It's not to be self-seeking. It's to be outward, bringing God's wonderful good news to the whole of mankind. And we do that as we are bound together in the love of Christ by the power of his Spirit. So let's pray that God would work in us and help us to fulfil his purposes. Lord God, we do thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that when you went back to heaven, you said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you have sent your Holy Spirit. Thank you that he has come and touched our lives. And we pray for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit upon us, individually and corporately. Lord, we long to know your love poured into our hearts by your Holy Spirit. We long to know your empowering and your transforming work. Lord, we want that for us personally and together We want to be united. We want to be mobilised. We want to serve you in this community here in West Croydon, where we live in this area. And we want to see that good news go out to all the world. Thank you, Lord, for setting up Tear Fund, that together they would bring that good news in word and deed. Help us to be part of that, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.